You're listening to an AppleViz podcast.
Hey, AppleVizzers, Tyler here, with a quick tip for how to enable severe weather notifications on iOS, iPadOS, and macOS. With this feature enabled for a supported location, the weather app will notify you whenever the weather authority for that location has issued a severe weather alert, such as a storm watch or storm warning. To enable severe weather notifications on iOS and iPadOS, open the weather app, double tap the Manage Notifications button, and toggle the severe weather switch on. So to demonstrate that, I'm going to open the weather app on my iPhone.
Wow, weather. Weather. Boom.
And I would expect at this point to be able to perform a four-finger single tap near the bottom of the screen and then swipe left with one finger. However, that does not seem to work at the time of recording, February 2025. And so for that reason, I'm going to scroll up with three fingers to go to the last page.
Page 2 of 5, page 3, page 4, or page 5 of 5.
Now perform a four-finger single tap near the bottom of the screen.
Toolbar, location list, button.
Swipe left.
Location show map, but learn more about weather date open in maps. Manage notifications, button.
Manage notifications, I'll double tap that.
Notifications, heading, done, button.
If I swipe right.
Weather can send you notifications for rain, snow, and certain relevant severe weather alerts. Current location, heading.
Current location.
Severe weather, switch button, on.
Severe weather, that's on for me. If it's off for you and you want to turn it on, just double tap it. If I swipe right.
Next hour precipitation, switch button, off.
Next hour precipitation, if you want that, you just turn it on, same way. And if I swipe right again.
If you enable severe weather notifications.
There's some information.
Apple can associate the country or region of these notifications with your Apple account. See how your data is managed, link, button.
Right again.
Your locations, heading.
And these are the locations you have in your location list. So in my case, I have Boston.
Boston, severe weather, button.
So I have severe weather turned on for Boston. If I double tap.
Severe weather, switch button, on.
I have the same thing, severe weather, switched on for me.
Next hour precipitation, switch button, off.
Next hour precipitation. If I go back.
Notifications, back button. Boston, severe weather.
Here I am back on the main manage notification screen. So I'm going to double tap the done button.
Done button. Home.
So here I am back on the main screen of the weather app. So I'm going to go home now.
Hot weather.
So now severe weather notifications are enabled for the weather app on my iPhone. So now to demonstrate on macOS, I'm going to switch to my Mac and open the weather app.
Finder has new window. Close. Weather application. Finder app open. Weather window selected.
And I could choose settings from the menu bar or just press command comma, which is what I'm going to do.
Settings window temperature text.
And VO globe left arrow for the toolbar.
Toolbar.
Interact.
In toolbar. Two items general selected button.
VO right to notifications.
Notifications button.
Stop interacting.
Toolbar. Weather to send you notifications for rain, snow, and certain relevant severe weather alerts. Text.
Via rent.
If you enable severe weather notifications, Apple can associate the country or region. Heading current location. Severe weather on checkbox.
Severe weather on. If it's off for you and you want to turn it on, just press via space.
Next hour precipitation off check.
Next hour precipitation, same as it is on iOS.
Heading your locations.
And similar for your other locations, just via rent.
Collection. In collection, Boston text.
Boston.
Severe weather on checkbox.
Severe weather.
Next hour precipitation.
Off hour precipitation. And any other locations you have in your locations list will appear in this collection. So that's how to enable severe weather notifications on iOS, iPadOS, and macOS. Now, keep in mind, it's not the same as the carrier-facilitated government alert notifications on iOS. If you want to change those settings, you'd go into notifications. These are notifications simply for severe weather, not all of which result in activation of the emergency alert system, which are separate notifications. Also, I find another convenient thing about this feature is I don't have to interact with the weather app to view details about the alert, because if I open the notification, it opens a page in Safari, which I find easier to navigate than containers or hierarchies in the weather app. Hope you found this helpful. Peace.
This podcast was brought to you by the community at AppleVis.com. AppleVis, empowering people who are blind, deafblind, or who have low vision to get the most from Apple products and related technologies. A proud member of the Be My Eyes family. For more information, visit our website at www.applevis.com.